A Waterville family is asking the governor and members of Maine's congressional delegation to intervene on behalf of a Haitian man who was picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement earlier this month for reasons that are not clear. Recently, the Trump administration rescinded temporary protective status for 60,000 Haitian immigrants displaced by a massive 2010 earthquake. But other Haitians are also being picked up and detained. And as Susan Sharon reports, Lexia St. Martin is now being held at a New Hampshire jail awaiting deportation.
Lexia St. Martin was pulling out of his driveway to go to work on January 2nd when ICE officials nabbed him. He parked the car and left with agents before his wife, Mindy, even knew he was missing. A little while later, he called her from the road using an ICE officer's phone.
He said, "Mindy, I am being deported back to Haiti. The car's in the driveway. I just want to let you know, thank you for everything you've done. I love you. And tell my kids that I love them."
The couple have been married for 7 years. They have two young children together and a third one due in May. As the sole breadwinner for the family, Lexius runs a successful cleaning business that provided enough income so he could buy a house. But since his arrest, Mindy isn't sure how she'll pay the bills. She's also worried about being permanently separated from her husband. They talk on the phone every night for about 5 minutes. She says she's only been able to visit him once. He's told her he's being held with dozens of others in overcrowded conditions, including no bed initially, insufficient heat, and few blankets.
And he said it's just an awful situation to be in, and he doesn't know from the next minute until what, nothing. He said some people that he's talked to have been there for at least 8 months waiting, and then some have been shipped off within just a couple days after being there.
A spokesman for ICE said he would look into the matter before commenting further. St. Martin had been covered by TPS, but John Moen said it was unlikely that St. Martin's arrest had anything to do with the policy being rescinded. It's not expected to go into effect until 2019. Meantime, Mindy St. Martin and her relatives have retained an attorney, Evan Fisher, to try to intervene. Fisher says the administration's lack of clarity around the policy is frustrating, and the thinking that 60,000 Haitians can safely return is flawed.
The situation in Haiti, according to all credible accounts, is not good. They've had a cholera outbreak. They were hit by two very bad hurricanes not too long ago. Most of the national government is in temporary offices. They're just massive problems in Haiti.
Temporary protected status is granted to eligible foreign nationals if they're disrupted by an earthquake, flood, epidemic, or other disaster that severely disrupts living conditions. In the November announcement that TPS for Haiti was ending, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security said a review of conditions since 2010 showed a vast improvement. Fisher is skeptical, and so is the NAACP. This week, the group filed suit against the Department of Homeland Security, saying the decision to rescind TPS status for Haitian immigrants is an egregious departure from statute and, quote, an intent to discriminate on the basis of race and or ethnicity. Fisher, who is not part of the lawsuit, says President Trump has made that case himself.
What does support the decision is the incendiary remarks that have come from President Trump about immigrants, specifically about Haitians, and specifically about immigrants of color.
A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security declined to comment on the lawsuit or the status of Lexia St. Martin and other Haitian immigrants. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.